All right. I know there's not a lot of kids here today, so I guess we don't have to call them up to the front. I'll go to where they are, if that's okay. So we won't have any children's offering today, unless you want to come. Is there any kids? Raise your hand if you want to come and collect the offering. We have a big kid over here. All right, come on up, kids. Come on. Let's do it. If anyone else wants to collect offering, Moriah. Come on. Oh, we have one more right here. Hi, sweetie. He's going to give you a basket. You can collect some offering. You see, as our other adventurers are away at camp, these kids get to have all the glory and all the offering and all the attention. Here you go. Come on. Okay. Mariah, can you help us at the front? Here you go. Kids, come over here. We'll start over here. Since you already collected the offering, we'll just start right here. What's your name, sweetie?
Kelly?
Okay. Hi, Kelly. All right. So today, the three of you get to my undivided attention. So that's pretty cool. Usually there's about 20 kids running around, and then Pastor Steve's mind's going everywhere. But today, we're going to learn about what you put into your body is, have you ever heard the expression, you are what you eat? Who's heard that expression before? You are what you eat. No, that's not 100% true, but that's kind of true, right? Like, the things that you eat, you know what happens? Those things actually, your body breaks that down and it becomes part of you, right? The vitamins and you get energy from it and you build cells from it. So kind of what you eat becomes a part of you. So, Pastor Steve, long time ago, he used to do a little computer programming, and I went to school for that a little bit. And we used to have a term. It's called G-I-G-O, GIGO. Can you say GIGO?
GIGO.
GIGO. How about, can you say GIGO? G-I-G-O. You know what it stands for? Garbage in, garbage out. Right? It's the same idea of if you put good stuff into your body, or like you are what you eat, right? So I have here two examples, and this. So this is trash that I picked up, and then here we have some, what's inside here, Mariah? What kind of food? Fruits, vegetable, we have some oatmeal. Do you think this is good for you? What's in the other bag? Kelly, what's in the other bag? What? Fruit, yeah, but what kind of fruit? Trash, right? It's eaten food. What else do you see, Mariah? Tissue paper? Okay. So who would rather eat this? Raise your hand. Who would rather eat this? Raise your hand. So in life, obviously, if you want to be healthy and you want something tasty, you eat the good stuff, right? Do you know it also makes a difference what you put into your mind? Not just your stomach, right? What you eat becomes a part of you, but what you put into your mind also becomes a part of you in the sense that it becomes a part of your character and a part of your life. So, today's lesson is this. In life, the things that you put into your heart and your mind, they should be like this, the good stuff, right? Can you name me one thing in your life that you can put good stuff into your mind? Name me one thing. Who can give me an example? Video games. Well, I'm going to have to think about that one, Gabriel. What else? What do you think, what are some things that bring you closer to God? Let's put it that way. Now, video games can be fun, but I'm talking about things that help us to be more like Jesus. What are some things that we can put into our minds to help us be more like Jesus? Study what? Yeah, that's one of them, right? And not just the Bible. Sometimes we can read about mission stories, right? True stories about how God does amazing things around the world. And guess what? Just because he does it around the world, it doesn't mean he can't do the same thing through you. So today I want to encourage you, don't just eat good food and, like, comparison, right? Don't put garbage into your mind. What's important is put good stuff into your mind, because what you put into your mind becomes a part of your heart and becomes a part of your character and becomes a part of your life. So who wants to put good stuff into your minds? Raise your hands. Yeah? Gabriel? No, not really? Okay, that's what I was thinking. All right, who wants to pray for us? Okay. Let's see if there's someone. Audrey. All right, Kelly, you want to pray for us?
Heavenly Father, we're studying our lesson at church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, thank you, kids. You may go back to your seats.